This morning, President Barack Obama asked Congress to pass new gun control legislation. He called for tougher penalties for anyone who buys guns intending to sell them to criminals. The president also wants universal background checks for firearms purchases.
If you want to buy a gun, whether it's from a licensed dealer or a private seller, you should at least have to show you are not a felon or somebody legally prohibited from buying one.
President Obama also called on Congress to pass a 10-round limit for gun magazines and a ban on military-style assault weapons.
A majority of Americans agree with us on this. And by the way, so did Ronald Reagan, one of the staunchest defenders of the Second Amendment, who wrote to Congress in 1994 urging them, this is Ronald Reagan speaking, urging them to listen to the American public and to the law enforcement community and support a ban on the further manufacture of military-style assault weapons.
Joining us with more on the politics of gun control in this Washington and the other Washington is Chris Vance. He's a public affairs consultant, the former chair of the state Republican Party, and a former King County Council member. Chris, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
How much support do you think President Barack Obama will get for gun control from our state's congressional delegation?
Well, the problem, of course, is the specifics. I think there are going to be some Republicans and some Democrats, well, probably not any Democrats in this state, who are just going to be opposed to any new gun control at all. But then I think there's some ground with moderate Republicans and Democrats on things like limiting the size of clips or universal background checks. But an outright ban on semi-automatic rifles, which is what there is no such thing as an assault weapon. It's a semi-automatic rifle. They're very popular in some forms of hunting, in some forms of target shooting. An outright ban on what is basically the most popular rifle in America, I think is very little chance of getting any support from that other than from Jim McDermott.
Well, Chris, we were reading that 3rd District Republican Congressman Dave Reichert mentioned, he was quoted in the Seattle Times as saying he thinks there's bipartisan support for better background checks. Do you think that means he supports universal background checks?
Well, when you talk about universal background checks, what you're talking about is background checks at gun shows. And that gets very dicey with hardcore gun rights activists. But again, I think there's room there for compromise. I think that's possible. But again, an outright ban on what people call assault weapons, that's probably a bridge too far.
Chris, is gun control a partisan issue in our state with Democrats primarily supporting it and Republicans generally opposing it?
Yes, because it's a regional issue. Urban politicians generally support gun control. Those in the rural parts of the state and, you know, really outside the Seattle metropolitan area, Washington is a very rural, western, conservative state. There, gun control is not very popular because guns are useful tools if you live in a very rural area. I don't live in a very rural area, and I don't own a semi-automatic rifle, but people tell me they're very useful for hunting certain types of animals, including what people like to call varmints or nuisances if you're a farmer.
State Senator Ed Murray, Democrat, and the gun control group Washington Ceasefire are calling for a state ban on some semi-automatic weapons. What do you think the chances are of that passing here?
I think, again, an outright ban on semi-automatic rifles, I think, is virtually politically impossible. Now, you could write a bill that bans certain weapons if they have certain characteristics, such as a grenade launcher, a bayonet mount, a folding stock. Other states have been able to do that. But an outright ban on semi-automatic rifles, especially with what's happened now in the state Senate, where Republicans effectively control the state Senate, I don't think there's any way that's going to happen.
Are there any of the measures that have been proposed out there that you think will gain widespread support in the Washington state legislature that look like, given the change in discussion on the gun control issue, have a likelihood of passing?
Well, there are some Republicans who don't even want to show any flexibility on this issue because they view it as a slippery slope, that if you agree to one thing, then the next year it's something else and something else. So there's going to be a lot of members who just don't even want to go there. But again, I think that it is at least possible to have compromise on things like expanding background checks to gun shows, maybe even limiting the number of bullets in a clip. Maybe you could go there, but if your goal is just an outright ban on semi-automatic rifles, I just don't see that happening.
Chris Vance, thanks so much for your time.
You bet.
Chris Vance, former chair of the State Republican Party. He's a public affairs consultant now.